All right, we're here at the 78th Annual Brashear Tournament. Kicking off here Monday night, six nights this year. Past few years, it's only been three nights or four. Tonight, we're going to go full six, or this week, I guess. Leading off is the Knox County Eagles taking on the Hannibal Pirates Junior Varsity team. Joining with a special partner here for this first game, introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Chelsea Collis.
Chelsea, what do you anticipate for this game?
I don't know.
I don't know. Sometimes in sports, that's the best answer because nobody really knows until they play the game. I have starters for you. For Knox County, it's going to be senior number 4, Caleb Schubert. Junior number 10, Zach Parrish. Junior number 12, Corey Schultz. Senior number 30, Tyson Osmus. And sophomore number 54, Dennis Dent. And for Hannibal, number 5, the senior Tyron King. Senior number 11, Corey Rosum. Junior number 15, Jordan Fohey. Senior number 41, Tyler Zerbonia. And senior number 43, Jimmy Colborn. Here we go. Dent's going to start off against Colborn for the jump that opened up the Brashear tournament. Whistle's blown, ball's up, and Hannibal controls it to start things. King has it for Hannibal. Left wing now into the corner for Rossum. Rossum back top the key for Fohey. Fohey out to King. King right wing now working inside to Fossum. Now kicks it back out to Zerbonia. Now out to King again on the right wing. King with a juke now kicks it left wing for Fohey. Fohey to Zerbonia inside to Colborn, and he misses the shot, but he's fouled on the play by Knox County. Who got him, Chelsea? Schubert. Caleb Schubert with an early foul. 7:34. Left to go in the first quarter, and Hannibal has the early lead as Colborn hits the first shot. Colburn's second shot is up and bounces around the rim, falls in. 2-0 Hannibal. Knox County with the ball now as Parrish is set to bring it up for the Eagles. Parrish with some ball fakes on King, looking to get it off to Schubert. Can't do it. Now goes right wing for Schultz. Schultz dribbles around top of the key, left wing for Parrish inside, trying to get into the den, and stolen by King. King, coast to coast, tries to pass it off to Fohey, but it was kicked out of bounds by Knox County. I believe it was Dent that made it back in time, so it'll be Hannibal ball out from underneath their own basket. They get it into King. King top the key down the left wing for Fohey. His shot's good, but before the shot, he traveled, so that'll be turnover going to Knox County. Chelsea, what do you see early on?
I don't know. Hannibal looks pretty good.
Hannibal looks
quick.
Pretty good. Yeah, they're fast, but I think Knox County is pretty fast, too. It ought to be a fairly quickly paced game.
Hannibal doesn't really have any big guys inside, though.
Well, Knox County has maybe a slight height advantage. Left wing for Schubert now out to Parrish. Parrish live out the three, now puts on the floor. Stolen. Poked away by Fohey. He's going coast to coast. Throws up a terrible shot as it was Schultz that got back to alter it. And it was then kicked out of bounds by Fohey on the attempted rebounds. Goes to Knox County now. So they're going to say Royston came in and was over the back on the rebound. I thought Fohey kicked it out, but before that, Royston must have pushed somebody. At any rate, it's Knox County ball. Parrish has it on the right side. King is an aggressive defender. Parrish can't do much to get around him. He now passes off inside the Osmus. Osmus back to Parrish for three. Shot no good. Rebound pulled down by Zerbonia. Zerbonia to King, now out to Colborn. Now left wing for Royston. Royston inside to Zerbonia. Now out to Fohey, right wing for King again. King points out some instruction. Now looks to pass. Pass nearly picked off there by Osmus, but recovered by Colborn, and it was out of bounds. The ball was rolling for a while, and nobody was in a hurry to get there. Then Colborn came flying in, but the ball had already gone out of bounds. It's another turnover for Hannibal. It goes to Knox County. Knox County has been the beneficiaries of many turnovers, yet they haven't scored. Right wing for Schultz inside to Osmus. Osmus dribbles in a little floater. Doesn't touch anything and rebounded there by King. King down the right side. Puts down it out by Parrish. That was a good job to stop King before he went coast to coast. Zerbonia inside to King. King back up top to Zerbonia. Zerbonia dribbles into the lane. A little floater. No good. Rebounded there by Schultz. Schultz pulls it down, had it poked away by King, but recovered to bring it up the court. Left wing for Schultz. Goes around a pick by Dent. Now feeds it inside to Dent. Dent dribbles off their shoes, gets it back, gives it out to Schultz for three. Oh, off the front iron, no good. Rebounded by Colburn. Now off to King, who's going to bring it up. King is just a spark plug. He looks like he's going 90 miles an hour all the time. Left wing for Royce, now inside to Colburn. Shot is an air ball, rebounded by Osmus. Boy, that was an ugly shot there from Colburn. Parrish, top the key, gets it inside to Schultz, poked away by Forhey, but Schultz recovers. Now left wing for Schubert, inside to Parrish. Parrish from 10 feet, has it poked away, and nearly out of bounds by King. Parrish recovers and gives it to Schultz on the left elbow. Schultz dribbles in. Now finds Dent. Dent tried to make the pass into Osmus, but before Dent could get rid of it, he was fouled. And I think they're going to get, yes, it was on Zerbonia. Now Schubert comes out, and Knox County sends in McMahon. Inside to Schultz, now to McMahon, the new guy, to Dent. Dent from 6 feet, good. Hey, Knox County's on the board. We're all square at two apiece with 4:30 left in the first quarter. Boy, it doesn't get much tighter than this.
Nope.
Left wing for Royce. Royce dribbling in, now kicks it back out to the top for Forhey. Forhey right wing for King, kind of about the three, now dribbles in from 6 feet. Shot no good, rebounded there by Royce. Royce back out to Forhey, now to King again. He's going to dribble in, maybe travel. They didn't call it, now off to Colburn. Colburn had was carrying the ball too low, and they said that Knox County came in, got their hands on the two, so it'll be a jump ball, and possession arrow goes to Knox County. Yet another turnover for the Hannibal Pirates. Parrish with the ball for Knox County. Goes left wing for McMahon, now to Dent. Dent out of his element, way beyond the three-point line. Throws off to Schultz, now over to Parrish. Parrish back out to Schultz, right wing. Schultz with the ball fake, now puts on the floor, gets into the right elbow, now out to McMahon. McMahon on the right wing. Flips it into Dent. It was a bad pass. And Dent tips it out before Hannibal can collect the turnover. Gives it back out to McMahon, now to Parrish, now right wing for Schultz. Schultz calls out some instructions. Goes around a screen from Dent. Dent now to Parrish. Parrish on the left wing, guarded closely by King. Now right wing for McMahon. McMahon drives baseline now, pulls it back out, and gives it top the key for Dent for three. Oh, in and out, rebounded there by a new guy for Hannibal. That is Ian Hatton. Hatton pulls it out on the rebound, gives it off to King. King, coast to coast, ball falls in. 3:12 left in the first, and Hannibal has the lead again, 4-2. King almost stole the inbound passes. Knox County wasn't really paying attention, kind of lackadaisical on the inbound, and Hannibal just came away with it as King was all over the place. That King is faster than lightning. They're working into Osmus, does Knox County, back out to Schultz. Schultz just inside the arc, good. 4-all, 2:50 left in the first quarter. Chelsea, what do we need to do here?
I don't know. I think that it's pretty safe in King's hands. He looks like a pretty good ball player.
I'd say that's true. They're working inside to Zerbonia, throws up a shot that hits the rim, then falls out, and they're going to get it on a foul on King as he was over the back of Parrish. Parrish is probably a full foot shorter than King, but he had the position, and King got called with a foul. Parrish to bring the ball up to the right side, now flips the right wing for McMahon. McMahon to Schultz in the right corner, looking to enter inside the Dent. Now back out to McMahon. And it's poked away and stolen by Rogers. Not poked away and stolen by McMahon as Rogers is dribbling carelessly down the right side. McMahon goes inside, hands off to Dent, and he spun around and shuffled the feet. That's always a travel. Turnover on Knox County going Hannibal way. Ball's passed off now for Hannibal into Parker. Parker tries to get it down into the hands of Hatton, and there's going to be a foul, a blocking foul on Knox County, because they're going to tag Schultz, his first team second, three team fouls on Hannibal. Ball entered inside up to the top of the key for Parker. Parker tried to get it to Fohe, and he throws it out of bounds. Another turnover. Boy, this game's been full of turnovers so far. Anything to say about it, Chelsea?
Nope.
Right wing for McMahon. Ball above his head, pass to Schultz into the corner. Now throws a fade into
Shane Klaus.
Klaus, and he misses a shot. Rebounded there by McMahon. He dribbles in from 8 feet. Yes. 6-4. Knox County takes the lead with 1:35 left to play first quarter action. Parker right to the left wing for Hicks. Hicks tries to get it inside to Hatton, and they're going to get a reaching foul on Knox County. It would be Schultz, and it's his second. They're going to send in Schubert, Knox County is, to relieve Schultz before he picks up a third foul in the first quarter. They're running cross play. I don't know what that means, but it doesn't work. Inbound picked off by Parrish. He throws to McMahon. McMahon coast to coast. Yes! 8-4, they now doubled up Hannibal.
That was a nice play.
They tried to enter a little lob play to Fohe, and it didn't work. Ball's handled by Rogers on the left wing. Now throws out to Fohe. Now right wing for Parker. Parker top the key for Rogers. Rogers dribble inside. A little floater's good. Rogers not the type of player you think to be throwing up floating shots, but he did, and it worked, I guess, for him. It wasn't pretty, but it fell. Right wing for Schubert now. The ball is poked up in the air, goes into Dent. Dent recovers under the basket and says, I'll take 2 points, please. Puts it up and in. 10-6, Knox County leads with 46 seconds left in the first quarter. Left wing around to Rogers. Rogers looking to enter it inside, gives that to Fohe. Fohe tries to get it inside to Hatton, but he can't do it, and it's poked away, but recovered by Parker at the top of the key. Parker now to Fohe. Back to Parker on the left side. Now they throw it into Hatton. Hatton good from 2 feet. 10-8, two-point game with 20 seconds left in the first quarter. McMahon goes behind everybody. Hannibal was a little not ready or just lazy on the defensive side, and McMahon stuck behind him and got the two-point layup. 12-8, Knox County leads. Hannibal with the last shot here in the first quarter, down to 3 seconds. Rogers is just holding it with 1 second, and they didn't do anything there in the last 10 seconds of the first quarter. They just stood around. That's got to hurt. Chelsea, what would you have done?
I probably would have shot it.
Probably would have shot it.
I don't know. Knox County's defense is pretty tough. They were smothering him.
Knox County's doing a good job of forcing Hannibal outside of the lane. They aren't letting him pass it inside there, making him take those jumpers, and Hannibal doesn't really like to take jumpers, it doesn't appear like. They haven't taken a three yet, whereas Knox County, they'll settle for those three-point shots. They'll drive in if Hannibal will let them take it, but they'll settle for outside shots. So we'll see what changes here in the second quarter, if anything, or if Knox County will hang on. Whose ball is it first, Chelsea?
Not for sure. I'm assuming Hannibal.
I think you're right. Knox County's going to run a, what are they running here, man or a zone of some kind? King has it King has it for Hannibal. And it's picked off and stolen by Parrish. Parrish is going to go coast to coast. He's fouled. They didn't call it. Recovered by McMahon on the miss. Now Klaus, he misses. Now recovered again by McMahon. McMahon throws up a terrible shot. Now rebounded by Dent. Dent inside and he's fouled. How many offensive boards and putbacks did Knox County have on that?
I'd say five.
I think five is probably right. That was a ton of rebounds where Hannibal was just kind of standing around waiting for something to happen. Ball's worked into Schubert. Schubert topped the key for Parrish. Parrish looking to get into that side. Now back out to Schubert. Schubert going to throw it. Oh, Caleb Schubert with a terrible pass. They said it was tipped. Oh, that ball was not tipped.
That ball wasn't touched.
Nope. Schubert threw it out of bounds. And
Hannibal's not agreeing with the call.
And Hannibal's right. That was just a terrible pass there from Caleb Schubert. Knox County is going to be the beneficiary of a bad call early. Ball's worked into Dent down. It's 2 points. And Hannibal's kicking themselves for not being able to defend the inbound play. Yeah, Dent found it was wide open under the basket. 14-8, they lead. 7-10 left in the second quarter. And Hannibal works the ball into Ian Hatton underneath the basket. He's fouled by Caleb Schubert, who's still recovering from the bad pass earlier. Hatton will have two free throws. First one's good. Second one's good as well. 14-10. Oh, my.
Who is that for Knox?
The pass was in for McMahon and hit
Ethan Husted.
Husted right in the back, but luckily Parrish was there to recover. Oh, Husted wasn't even looking. The pass hit him right square in the back. Now Knox County drives down and on the shot. No, they're going to say it was on the floor. They got Colburn with a foul reaching in. They enter to Dent, now to the right wing for McMahon. Shot no good, rebounded there by Husted. Husted throws it up, shot no good, but he was fouled. He'll shoot a pair of free throws. Who was reaching on him there? An attempted block from Hatton resulted in an ugly hack, and it'll send Husted to the line. 14-10 is already the lead. They're up by four. We'll see if Husted can add to it. Shot up and clanks off the backboard, no good. Second shot up and good, nothing but net. Hannibal finds himself down by five with 6:45 left in the second quarter. King's going to bring it up over Hannibal. He's fiery. He gives it off to Hatton. His shot's blocked by Klaus. And picked up by Husted. Knox County with the ball again. Right wing from McMahon. McMahon dribbles baseline. Now kicks it back out to Parrish wide open for three. Decides not to take it. Drives in. And what are they going to... What's he calling here? Oh, we got double foul. Shane Klaus and Tyler Zerbonia were pushing around inside. And so they call a double foul, and Knox County will just take it out of bounds. Yeah, that's a rare occurrence to see a double foul like that. Usually it's one or the other. Parrish dribbles into the lane now, or tried to get in there, but he was blocked by...
King.
King was on the block. King is everywhere. Two fouls on him. 18 foul. Knox County is in the one-and-one situation. Two more fouls, and they shoot two free throws from here on out this half. First one's good from Parrish. He'll shoot another. 16-10. 6:14 left in the second quarter. And Parrish has earned him a second free throw. Shot up and in and out. Rebounded by... Hatton, and they're going to get Klaus over the back. It'll be a foul on him and the 16th foul on Knox County. Next time it'll be 1-1 for Hannibal. Boy, it's been a foul field and turnover field game so far. Chelsea, what do you think?
It's an interesting game. I think Hannibal's going to pull back, though, and make a comeback.
Left wing to Prohay now worked inside the Colbert. Colbert to King just inside the arc. Yes! King's shot was good. He buried it. 16-12. Now it's just a four-point game again. Left wing to McMahon. McMahon tries to go baseline like he has before, but this time they cut him off, and it's entered into cross now out to Parrish. Parrish side about the three. Now goes back to McMahon on the left side. McMahon now to Parrish. Parrish will pick the three this time, and oh, in and out. It rimmed around. fell out to Houston. Houston has a flat shot. It was no good. Rebounded by Hatton. Hatton's going to take it himself. He thought about passing off to King, but goes in himself. Throws up an ugly shot, partially blocked by Klaus. And on the attempted rebound, it was Rossum falling out of bounds, stepping on the line, trying to save it. Turnover going Knox County way. Schultz inbound, finds a wide open big man. And King is on Parrish full time. They have him covering him all over the court. Parrish hands over his head, guarded by King again, right wing for Schultz. Schultz goes right baseline, shot up behind the backboard, but he was fouled. Let's see, what is that, 19 fouls on Hannibal?
Yep.
Foul is going to be on Fohe, his first. And Schultz will shoot two on the shot foul. One dribble, spin to the ball, shot up and good. Goes with the two-dribble approach this time, and it's good as well. 18-12, 5:08 left in the second quarter. King up the left side. Ball fake goes into the right side, almost loses it, puts it up and in. The lane was completely abandoned by Knox County defenders. 18-14 with 4:55 left second quarter. Ball is knocked around and recovered by Parrish to get it across the timeline. He goes left side, pass off to McMahon. McMahon into the baseline. Shot up off the front iron, no good. Rebounded there by
Colburn.
Nice call. Left wing from King over to Fohe. Back out to King. King's going to try to drive in. Lane is abandoned again, but he lost it on the way in. Poked away by Knox County. He'll stay with Hannibal with 4:30 left in the second quarter. They trail by four, but they have the ball. Rossum into King at the top of the key. King fakes right, goes left to Fohe. Fohe looking to get it in, can't find anybody, back to King. King right wing for Rossum. Shot is good. Pulls him within one, 18-17. 4:12 left in the second quarter. Parrish pulls across the timeline. Looking right. Oh, bad pass, and it's picked off by Rossum. Rossum now tiptoes the line and throws to Colburn, who tiptoes the baseline and throws out to King now, who doesn't tiptoe anywhere. King drives into the lane again. This one's a little floater. Oh, in and out. Shot no good, but he was pushed. He'll shoot a 1-1. Foul was on Osmus. His first, team seventh. What is that, 16 fouls already in this game?
Yep.
Man, that's a lot of fouls. King missed it badly. I figured he'd be a pretty good free throw shooter.
Yeah.
It was an ugly shot. Rebounded by Dent, I think, got it. Throws to Schultz, now inside to Osmus. Osmus, turn around. Shot up. Good. Those two-footers are hard to miss, although I've seen it done before. King now, top the key, goes right side, guarded by Osmus, throws it inside to Hatton. Hatton loses it, sets on it. Holy cow, that's a good way to keep it, just set on it. And they're going to get a jump ball between McMahon and Hatton. It's going to go Knox County way. I like that setting maneuver. You don't see that very often.
No, you don't.
Maybe there's a good reason for that. There's a little controversy over whose ball it should be. All right, Hannibal thought they deserved it because of the double foul earlier we talked about. He thought that the possession arrow switched on that, but it does not, so it will stay with Knox County. The officials were right, and they often are, but it's those seldom times that they're wrong that people really remember. Schultz top the key, goes around the screen there by Dent, and it's picked off by
Parker.
Hicks throws out, top to keeper Parker, now back to Hicks, now to Fohe. Fohe works it inside to Royson. Royson, blocked by Dent, recovered by Hicks. Shot no good, Royson picks it up, yes! 19-20, one-point game again, under 3 minutes left in the second quarter. Parrish, top the key, guarded now by Parker, throws out to Schultz. Schultz trying to get around. Fohe can't do it, so just pull up and shoot a... Oh, it's just a terrible shot.
That was probably one of the ugliest shots I've ever seen.
Rebounded by Rogers to Parker, now to Hicks, left wing for Fohe. Fohe throws into Royson, turnaround shot. Good! Holy cow! Hannibal's come back and taken the lead, 21-20. 2:30 left in the second quarter. Parrish pulls it across the halftime line. The half-court line. Halftime. I got halftime on my brain. Half-court line. He throws it out down to McMahon from the free throw line, and that was an air ball. I have seen some terrible shots taken this evening. Air balls, bad passes, bad everything. Turnovers, travels, fouls. We've seen a lot of fouls.
And a lot of turnovers.
A lot of turnovers. Sloppily played game so far, but it's a one-point game still. 21-20. Hannibal leads, and they have the ball. Parker left wing for Rogers. Rogers' foot was on the line, so there he's only going to get 2 points. But it puts Hannibal up by three, 23-20, with 1:52 left in the second quarter. Parrish stopped the key left wing for McMahon, working into Dent. Can't do it. Now throws back out to Parrish. Parrish looking over at Osmus like he's going to throw it to him. Goes right wing, getting a better angle. Now goes baseline. Now nobody's open. Dribbles off his own foot, recovers. Now to Dent. Dent back to Parrish, now to McMahon. McMahon ball faking the right corner now. Pass back into Dent. Dent turnaround shot from 4 feet. Is no good, but he was fouled, and that'll be the 17th foul of the game. This one they're going to get on number 31, Derek Hicks. Shot no good there by Dent. He'll shoot a second one, though. This one's up and good. 24-20, 1:28 left in the second quarter. Parker pulls it across for Hannibal. Goes right wing to Reesum. Royson. Back to Parker, left wing now for Rogers. Rogers across to Royson. Now back out to Parker. Parker inside to Hicks. Back out to Rogers for three. In and out. Rebounded there by Osmus. Osmus throws ahead to McMahon. McMahon ahead to Dent. And Dent pulls it out and throws back to McMahon. Outside on left wing. Goes inside. Nobody was at home for Hannibal. And he took it all the way in for a layup. 23 all now. The game's tied with 45 seconds left in the second quarter. Royson right wing around the horn into the left corner for Zerbonia. Back over to Rogers on the left wing. Now inside to Hicks. Back out to Parker right wing for Royson. His shot's good from three. 26-20. Three with 24 seconds left in the second quarter. Parrish takes it across the timeline. Now throws left wing for McMahon inside to Dent. Dent trying to do a little power move. Turns around and throws up an ugly shot. Rebounded there by Hicks. Hicks throws out to Parker, ahead to Rogers. Rogers inside, ball poked away, picked up there by Zerbonia. Yes! Zerbonia throws it in. Not just 1 second in. Parrish is going to settle to hang on and go into halftime, trailing 28-23. So, we'll join you on the other side of halftime for the second half and some more thrilling action here at the 78th annual. Right, we're just about ready to start the second half now between the Hannibal Junior Varsity Pirates and the Knox County Eagles. Some first half stats for you. For Knox County, the leading scorers were Daniel McMahon and Dennis Dent. They each had 6. Tyson Osmus and Corey Schultz each had 2 points. And for the Hannibal Junior Varsity Pirates, leading scorer was Corey Rosum with 10 points. Tyron King had 6. Scott Rogers had 4. And Ian Hatton had 2 points. And they're just about ready to start the second half. Chelsea, what do you see happening in the second half of the game?
I think Hannibal's going to keep the lead and pull out even further.
You're a big Hannibal fan, huh?
I am. I'm a big Hannibal fan.
I don't know. I see Knox County kind of staying scrappy and staying with it. I don't think they're going to let this game get too out of hand and definitely never be outside of their reach to come back.
Knox County has the height. If they work it in the inside, I could see them.
Yeah, they have, but I haven't seen them really take advantage of that too much yet.
No.
They're settling for their outside shots. All right. It's going to be Hannibal Bowl to start things off. Knox County is playing the 4-0. Here comes their fifth guy. Boy, that'd be a bad deal to start out only playing four. Hannibal's are going to have the ball first. They send it into King. King on the right side. Now comes left. Stands outside. Now Parrish comes out to guard him. Over to Fullhay. Now to Royston inside to King again. Walks to the baseline. Almost goes out of bounds, but stays in. Throws it out to Fullhay. Misses a shot. But it's rebounded there by King on the right side. King behind the line now throws across left wing for Zerbonia. Zerbonia back to King on the right side with some fancy dribbling. Boy, he can put on a school out there. Fullhay over to Royston for three. In and out, rebounded by Colburn comes down with it. Now over to Zerbonia inside. Rims out, rebounded now by Schultz. Schultz secures and passes off to Parrish. Parrish on the left side. It's poked away. Poked away and stolen there by Colburn. And he took it the length of the court, tried to pass it off to King and threw it out of bounds. And you might have been right. When he stole it, he might have had his foot out of bounds. Official didn't call it that way, so it doesn't matter. He went down and ended up turning it over. It's back to Knox County either way. Left wing for Schultz from Parrish. Schultz dribbles back over to the top of the key and hands off to McMahon. Now the ball is entered in the dent, poked away there by King, who's everywhere, but Dent recovers as King and flops on the ground to get that poke.
King hurt.
He's playing with one hand and he's still everywhere. Yeah, he's reaching for that left elbow. And he pokes away again, but Parrish comes up with it now inside the Dent. Dent throws it up and was fouled by Hannibal. Who's they going to get with this one? Foul is on Colburn. First foul of the second half. However, I'm going to go out on a limb and say that will not be the last foul of the second half.
No. After that, 17 foul first half.
Ball's entered into Dent. Dent works into the left elbow, now throws back out to Schultz. Schultz tries to get it inside. It's knocked away by Hannibal, picked up by Fullhay. Now throws it over to Parker. Parker across the timeline on the right side. Travels. They didn't call it. Now throws across over to Zerbonia. Zerbonia over to Parker now with an underhand toss to Royston. Royston throws out to Parker almost over and back. And Parker's good about doing these one-footed dancing moves. And here he is again on the right side with the ball. Dribbles up top of the key and throws left wing for Zerbonia. Zerbonia drives into the lane, pulls up the free throw line, shot, rims in, hits the backboard, rims out. Rebounded by Schultz, ahead to Dent. Dent underneath the basket, up and good. Knox County closes the gap to three. 5:20 left, second quarter. Hannibal with the ball. The crowd's starting to get into things now. Left wing for Zerbonia. Hits Russell right in the face. Oh, man, that's tough on Royston. It went right back to Parker. And he missed the shot, rebounded by Parrish, who took it down the length of the court. Feeds Osmus, who takes it in on the left baseline, puts it up for the score. 27-28, Knox County only down by one with 4:50 left second quarter. Zerbonia inside the four, they're wide open underneath the basket. Somebody on Knox County was asleep.
Lane's been open all night.
It's 30-27, and Hannibal's increased the lead back to three. Dent to McMahon. McMahon goes around to Dent screen from the free throw line. Is short, grazes the net on the way out of bounds. It's going to go to Hannibal. Boy, they throw up some terrible shots. Both teams have looked ugly at times. Right wing for Parker. Parker likes to dance around behind the timeline, now crosses it. Puts some moves on Osmus before he throws it into Forehay, and it's knocked out of bounds by Dent. 4:15 left second quarter. Forehay set to inbound. Looking, throws into Colburn, now works it up to the top of the key for Royson. Royson now right wing for Colburn. Colburn puts on the floor, passes back out to Royson, and now they're Knox County is really charging on defense. Royson can't get anywhere. He's going to have to give it up. Goes right wing for Parker now. Right baseline. Now inside to Colburn. Misses the shot. Rebounded by Dent. Dent was run into by Colburn, but they didn't call him any kind of foul. Dent looked a little disgusted, but willingly threw it off to Schultz to bring it up the court. Right wing now for McMahon. McMahon looking to get it inside. Instead passes out to Parrish. Parrish tries to throw it into Dent. And a heads-up, Colburn steals it, and before he falls to the ground for a travel, throws it off to Royson. Royson goes around to falling down McMahon, takes it inside the lane, throws up the shot. Oh, I thought it was going to go. He did not. Ball fell out, but he was fouled. He'll shoot a pair of free throws. Foul was on Schultz, and I believe that's his third. It is. First team foul on Knox County this half. Hennepin only has one as well. Royson set to shoot some free throws. 1-2 dribbles, twirls the ball, throws it up, and as many shots for both teams tonight, it bounces in and out. Russell set to shoot a second free throw. Shot up, and this one falls short, rebounded by Klaus. Klaus out to Parrish. Parrish was looking ahead, but nobody was there. Now throws off to McMahon on the right wing. McMahon goes around. Royson fires up a shot from 8 feet. No good. Rebounded there by Parker. Parker up the left side. Pestered by his Knox County defense. Throws it inside to Hicks. Hicks travels. Oh, no. They're not going to say he traveled. They're going to say he was fouled. Royson still grabbing his jaw from where he got hit in the face with that ball. Man, that was a hard pass, too. King re-enters the game after he'd injured his elbow. He appears to be all right. Inbounded from Hicks over to Parker. Parker back to Hicks. Inside now to Rogers, and he travels. That last foul on Knox County was on Dent. It's his first. Team second this half. 2:56 left in the second quarter. And there's some more controversy, but we're going to settle on Knox County ball, and Parrish will take it across. Parrish right away for McMahon. McMahon, ball behind his head. Throws over to Schultz. Schultz inside to Klaus, back out to Parrish. Parrish inside the Dent, now poked away by Hicks, recovered by Parker. Parker takes it across, now left wing for Rogers. Rogers looking to get it inside, now settles to throw back out to Parker, right wing for King. King for three. Oh, that was strong. Rebounded there by Rogers. Mugged by three Knox County defenders. Rogers was a little upset, and I don't blame him there, reaching in, hitting his face. They're going to get a foul on Knox County, and I think it's going to go on Parrish. Yep, his first. Third team foul, and it'll be Hannibal Wall out from underneath their own basket. Fohey inside to Hicks, out top the key for Royson. Royson's been a three-point specialist so far in the game, and he throws a wild pass over to Rogers, who recovers, now to Hicks, now back out to Fohey, right wing for Royson. Royson thought about the three, now throws off to Hatton. Hatton back out to Royson, poked away there by McMahon, but Royson recovers, finds a wide open Rogers for three. Off the front iron, rebounded by Fohey, terrible shot, now rebounded by Hatton, blocked by Dent. No, he was fouled. That's a second on Dent, 14th foul, and it's going to send Hatton to the line for two. Jesse, what do you think so far now in the second half?
I don't know. It's getting to be a pretty close game.
Oh, and the game just got a little A little less close.
Yeah.
31-27.
Campbell's a pretty good free throw team.
And they hit a second one. Hatton drills them both. 32-27. Max County down by five with two minutes left in the second, in the third quarter. Boy, they got the second quarter sign up there. That's wrong. I need to tell the scoreboard operator. Parrish dribbles into the lane, throws up a shot, and it falls. 29-32. Knox County trails with 1:53 left in the third quarter. All right. Chelsea, what does Knox County need to do here in the last 9 minutes and 53 seconds on this game to pull back?
I think they need to work it inside and use their big guy advantage.
You've been saying that all game, and they haven't done it yet.
They need to do it.
All right, we'll see what happens. All right. Scoreboard operator told me that it doesn't matter what quarter it is. Into Rossum. Royston throws over to Forehay, and he was out of bounds. Holy cow, Knox County comes out with the full court press, and it works. It works like a charm. Schubert's entered the game for Knox County. He throws into Parrish. Parrish tops the key right wing for McMahon. McMahon working against Hatton, throws into Dent. Dent travels. And just as soon as they get the ball back, they ended up losing it.
Yep. That was quite a shoving match between Hicks and Dent.
Isn't life a limit?
Yep.
All right, Forehay set the inbound, throws into King. That's who I'd want the ball, whose hands I'd want the ball. And if I was Hannah Bowen, he immediately threw it into the hands of Parrish. Tossed off to McMahon, now to Dent, back to Parrish. Parrish left wing over to McMahon. McMahon inside to Husted. Husted, sky hook, old Kareem Abdul-Jabbar would be proud, but he missed it. And it's kicked out of bounds there by Forehay. It's going back to Knox County. Boy, that was a pretty sky hook. You just couldn't get it to fall.
That would have been nice.
1:21 left in the third quarter. The ball's entered into McMahon, now inside to Dent. Dent pulls up from his feet. Yes! Oh, it's 31-32. Knox County only down by one. And Hannibal wants to talk things over. 1:14 left in the third quarter. It's only a one-point game. Chelsea, this is all you can ask for in a close game.
Yep.
Except maybe a few less turnovers.
Yeah.
You have anything else you'd like to add?
No, not right now.
Not right now. Hey, we got the scoreboard back. It's third quarter now. You know, there's a big crowd here tonight, especially on the left side of the bleachers.
Yeah.
Right side of the bleachers.
A little dead.
Space is a little
it's abundant.
Yeah, it's quite sparse. Yeah, we're ready. It's going to be Hannibal Ball, and I'm sure Knox County is going to pull out the press. Yes, they're going to run full court press, and Hannibal was a little late getting out of the huddle. They won't be penalized, though. Here we go. Forehay, set to inbound. Looking, throws into Hatton. Hatton back to Forehay. Forehay with 1:10, now throws off to Hatton. Hatton down the right side. King's wide open on the left side. They don't see him. Back out to Forehay. Forehay goes right side. It's all on the right side. It's poked away. Stolen by McMahon. What a play. A great athletic movie. He jumped up with both hands and then came up and somehow stripped it, grabbed it even, and stole it away from Forehay. They get it down to Dent, who's shooting a three, which probably isn't his forte. Misses it, but it goes out of bounds on an attempted rebound by Hannibal. I didn't quite see who was rebounded.
I think it was Rogers.
We'll say it was. Rogers kicked out of bounds, and it's going to be Knox County ball into McMahon. McMahon on the left side dribbling in, hands off to Dent. Dent looking at Parrish. Now throws it to him just inside the timeline. Back left wing for McMahon, and he's fouled. Fouled by Hatton. That is going to be the second team foul on Hannibal, second on Hatton as well. Dent taken out of bounds with 35.2 seconds left in the third quarter. Throws into Schubert, now right wing for Parrish. Parrish is blocked by King. Oh, no, they're going to say King was blocked by Dent. I think that's Dent's third foul. Am I right here? I'm right. I love being right.
Exactly.
15 foul on Knox County. The ball has entered to King with 26 seconds. Now to Hicks, back to Forge. Forge back top King, top the key for King. King on the right side now. And he's absolutely mauled by Knox County players. It could be a number of players with the foul here.
He was not impressed with that.
They're going to get McMahon. I think it's his second. Oh, just his first. 16 foul. Next time Knox County fouls, Hannibal will be in the 1-1 situation, and that could hurt Knox County in the comeback mode. They trail by one. It's 31-32 with 15 seconds left in the third quarter. Ball entered to King. King wrestling for Fohe. Fohe under 10 seconds now. Fohe back to King with five. King sets up. It's picked off, stolen by McMahon. They're going to call a jump ball. Jump ball by McMahon. And it's going to be Knox County ball with 1.2 seconds left. It's just going to be an enter and chuck for Knox County. Husted to enter. Husted throws it in to Dent. Dent wide open to the Ruskus. Holy cow! What a play! Hannibal thought they were going to settle for a long heave. And Dent somehow found his way under the basket with 1.2 seconds left. Caught it, scored, and there was still time left. Oh, my. What an end to the third quarter. With that basket, Knox County went ahead 33-32. And going into the fourth quarter, they lead by one of all things. Chelsea, what do you think?
I don't know. I'm still all about Hannibal. I think they're going to come back. No
we'll
comment
see.
On that?
Boy, that was some kind of play. Everybody was kind of bunched up right next to the sideline. And Husted did a great job of waiting for Dent to get open underneath the basket. He kind of just fell behind everybody else. They weren't really paying attention. It was wide open. He threw it to him. Scored 2 points. What a play. Fohe had trouble with Schubert. Put a little pressure on King, but he finally threw it to King. King on the right side. Back to Royson. Royson double team now. Loses it. Picked off by Dent. Goes to Schubert. Coast to coast. Schubert loses it himself, and it goes out of bounds off of... Oh! Off of Schubert. It looked like it was off of King to me.
Knox County coach is not impressed with that call.
I agree. I think that was off of King.
I think it was off of King.
Ball thrown into King. King back over to Zerbonia. Zerbonia. Now back to King now to Colburn. Now to Zerbonia, and he finally gets it across. Colburn. Back to Zerbonia now. Zerbonia to King. Hannibal throws it away, but picked up by Fohe. They were lucky Fohe was aware on the left side. Ball thrown across the right side now to Royson. Royson has it poked away and stolen by Husted, but Husted not used to dribbling, double dribbles, and it'll go back to Hannibal with 7:20 left in the fourth quarter. Oh, and they're... The official and the Knox County coach are still arguing about that previous call on Schubert and King. Fohe inside to Colbert to King inside the arc. Air ball rebounded there by Zerbonia off the side of the backboard. Rebounded by Dent to Parrish. Up ahead to Schubert. Layup. Schubert botched the layup. Rebounded there by Fohe. Fohe ahead to King. King is mugged by players that don't call any fouls. He goes sliding out of bounds on his belly. And now as Colburn goes up for a shot, he's fouled by Knox County. And things are getting pretty tense inside the game. Foul is on Husted. First foul on Husted. 17 foul. It's a 1-1 situation, but since it was a shooting foul, we'll shoot two. Shot up. Shot in. Nice shot there by Colburn. Second shot by Colburn's good as well. 34-33, and Hannibal regains the lead. Parrish down the heart of the court. Goes left side and kicks it away himself. picked up, and they could call Uber back on Houston. They didn't go right wing to Dent. Dent inside the Houston, looking wide open under the basket. It's like, man, yeah! Oh, and the crowd goes wild on that play. Holy cow. 35-34, 6:30 left in the fourth quarter. Left side for Colbert across to King down the middle. He falls down on his belly. Back to McMahon. McMahon dribbles into the heart of the lane and now pulls it back out. Probably a wise move. Instead of getting too aggressive and into the pace of the crowd, he pulls it back for a smarter play.
Yeah.
Okay. Inside the Dent. Dent out back to Parrish, now to McMahon on the right wing. McMahon working on Royce and dribbles in. Yes! McMahon is coming alive in the fourth quarter. 37-34. Knox County now leads by three across to Royston. Royston double-teamed in the right corner. Can't find anybody. Throws to King now. King on the right wing. Throws it inside to Colbert. Blocked by Dent and picked up by Parrish. Parrish throws ahead to McMahon. McMahon puts it into the lane. Throws it up. No good this time. Poked out of bounds by... No, it's going to be saved before it goes out of bounds by Zerbonia. Zerbonia finds Royston. Royston travels. They didn't call it. Yes, they did call it. That was a late travel call. Houston into Parrish. Down the right side to McMahon. McMahon finds Dent. Dent working on the right block. Turn. Spin move. Up. Good. No shot. No shot. Foul before the shot. 37-34, 5:20 left in the fourth quarter. Knox County leads. Oh, and the official and Knox County coach are still having words. I don't know what they're talking about now. Maybe dinner plan, but they're still talking. Ball entered to McMahon. McMahon tries to get to Schubert, poked away by four. Hey, Schubert recovers and has it top the key. Now to Dent. Dent dribbles inside. They don't call a charge. It was, and he gets the basket. That was definitely a charge on
Dent.
Dent, yes. The ball's thrown in to Royston for Hannibal. He finds a wide open Zerbonia. Zerbonia takes it across the timeline, finds King in the right corner. King throws across to Royston just inside the arc. Yes! Royston answers with a deuce. 39-36. Hannibal just down by three again. Schubert has it now for Knox County. Finds the left wing for Dent. Now throws over to Houston. Houston with a power move. Houston travels. Maybe there's a foul.
I believe it's a foul.
The official is doing some pointing and some yelling. Well, that foul was on Zerbonia.
His fourth.
Animal says, don't say a word to their players. All right, ball thundered to Parrish. Parrish inside to... Dent blocked. Oh, Colbert. They're going to get him with a foul. That was a nice block, but he just got a little too much arm. Colbert can't believe they got him with a foul. The previous foul on Zerbonia was his fourth, and that's Colbert's fourth as well. And all of a sudden, Hannibal's starting to add up their free throw total as Max Caddy misses. Dent misses. The foul, that's a fifth foul on Hannibal. Second shot by Dent's good, and they lead by four. It's 40-36 with 4:30 left in the fourth quarter. Ball's entered to Hatton. Hatton finds Fulhey. Fulhey to Colbert. Colbert can't get it across. Now throws it to Dent. Dent makes a recovery. Throws off to McMahon, and he loses out of bounds. But it was tipped by Hannibal. Hannibal's supposed to go opposite. They didn't know. Now it goes over to Parrish. Parrish behind the timeline. Parrish working left side, guarded by King. Parrish tries to get in a Dent, and it's knocked away there by Colbert. 4:09 left in the fourth quarter. Knox County leads by four. It's 40-36, and the ball is thrown into the backcourt from Schubert to Parrish. Parrish goes inside into the lane, now out of the lane, right side. Throws it out badly to McMahon, and he loses it out of bounds. It's Hannibal ball. There is still a ton of time for Hannibal to come back. Only down by four with nearly 4 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Fohey into Rogers. Rogers assesses things. Now throws over to Parker inside to Hicks, and he loses it. Stolen by Dent. Picked up by Husted. Husted out to Parrish. Parrish ahead to McMahon. McMahon, only one man to beat. It's Parker. He pulls up off the glass and good. McMahon is a fourth quarter player. And it's a timeout by Knox County. 3:41 left in the fourth. They lead 42-36. Chelsea, what do your boys from Hannibal need to do now to come back?
They need to get it into King. They need to work the ball around a little quicker. They're off sides open. Skip pass. That's the plan.
Chelsea says skip pass. We'll see what they do there. A full timeout by Knox County. They're discussing things. I'm sure they're going to come out and run full court press. What do you think, Chelsea?
I'm sure they will. They've been running it most of the third and all of the fourth.
They've been getting some good steals off of it as well.
Yeah. They're a quick team.
All right. Hannibal ball in. Knox County is set up in the full court press formation. Jorge set to enter the ball. Throws in to Rogers. Rogers back to Jorge, up to Hicks. Hicks to Jorge, stolen. Stolen by McMahon. Oh, and he lays it up and in. Wow, what a defensive play. Now they throw it in against Rogers again. Rogers over to Hicks. Hicks back to Rogers. Rogers still not even at the free throw line to get it across the timeline. Now to Hicks. Hicks, 10 seconds, and they weren't even close to getting it across the timeline. They only got it across the free throw line once. Oh, and the full court press has absolutely destroyed Hannibal. 3:18 left. All of a sudden, Knox County has an 8-point lead. They're working into Dent. Find Husted. Husted shot up. No good. Rebounded by Dent. Dent turnaround. Shot terribly off.
Exactly.
And it goes out of bounds. Off of Hannibal. All right, it'll be Hannibal ball. Husted set to enter, finds Parrish. Parrish goes into McMahon, and McMahon's fouled.
McMahon's an impressive player coming off the bench and scoring 6 points in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, he scored 6 points here in the fourth quarter. He's played most of the game, even though he was a reserve. Now they've kind of got a free throw line formation. Husted, and they all come off the free throw line. Nobody's open. Ball poked away by Hannibal and kicked out of bounds by Parrish. So, that was a nice inbounding defensive maneuver by Hannibal. Jorge throws it inside to Parker. We'll see if they can break the press. He goes to Hatton. Back to Jorge. Now to Parker. Parker back to Jorge. Now to Rogers. Rogers across the timeline, and they've done it. Now they're going to have trouble scoring, though, as the defensive pressure continues. Ball thrown out to Fohe at the timeline. Now to Parker inside to Hatton. Hatton, turnaround shot, falls out, poked out of bounds by Hicks. 2:42 left in the fourth quarter, 44-36. Knox County leads. Husted into Dent. Dent to Parrish. Parrish across the timeline all the way. Finds McMahon on the right side. Back out to Parrish. Parrish back to McMahon. Now to Dent. Dent on the right wing. Looking to pass. Finds McMahon. McMahon ball fake right. Now dribbles right. And he's fouled. Blocking foul. They're going to get on Rogers. Yes, yes. It was on Rogers. That's his first foul, team seventh, and we're in the 1-1 situation for each team. Each team with seven fouls. 2:23 left in the fourth quarter. McMahon botches the free throw, and it's tipped out of bounds by Knox County. It'll be Hannibal ball. 2:22 exactly to play in the fourth quarter. Hannibal down by eight. They need a heck of a comeback. Ball thrown to Fohe, back to Hatton. Hatton's going to try to get it across the timeline. Can't do it. He's got to pass it up back off to Fohe. Now across to Parker. Parker, left wing for Hicks. Hicks throws inside to Hatton. Hatton outside of Rogers for three. No, ball fake now. There's a three, and he was fouled. They didn't call anything, and it goes out of bounds. No, Dent with an amazing save. Ball thrown up ahead to McMahon. McMahon shot is in. Oh, my goodness. McMahon everywhere offensively. for Knox County here in the fourth quarter. It's a 10-point lead now with 1:45 left in the fourth quarter. Ball goes into Hatton. Hatton throws up a shot as he's falling down. It's no good. Rebounded by Houston. Houston throws out to Parrish on the right side. Parrish up ahead to McMahon. McMahon, there's nobody there. McMahon, up it is. Oh, my, McMahon. What did McMahon have? 6 points in the first half. I bet he's had 10 points here in the fourth quarter.
He's having a heck of a game.
48-36, and Knox County's just opened up a humongous lead now. Your boys from Hannibal really need to kick it in, kick it up about four notches. 1:31. There's just above 90 seconds for them to do something on this comeback. Down by 12. I guess that's just four scores. That's assuming Knox County doesn't score any. All right. Bohe sent inbound, and Knox County is not letting up the pressure. They're keeping the full court press going. They throw into King. King back to Zerbonia. Now to Fohe. Fohe back to Zerbonia. Now back to Fohe across the timeline, and they've broken the press. Now they get it to King, top the key. They're not in any hurry to score. And a good thing for Hannibal just happened is they were fouled. King was on the drive, fouled by McMahon, and King will go to the line for 1-1. And this is what Hannibal needs to come back. Some fouls so they can get some easy free throws. 1-1 for King. He twists the ball, dribbles, throws. Good. 48-37, 1:15 left, fourth quarter action. Twists the ball, dribble one, two, three times, the third time by accident. Throws it up. In and out, rebounded there by Schultz. Schultz over to Parrish. Parrish ahead to McMahon, who's been lights out in the fourth quarter. Back to Parrish. And poked away, stolen by Fohe. Fohe has it poked away, stolen by Parrish. Parrish ahead to McMahon. McMahon across the timeline, under a minute to go now. McMahon is going to be fouled, and finally they call it. No, they're going to call a timeout as McMahon was being hassled by two Hannibal defenders. Full timeout as Knox County prepares to execute the winning game plan here. They need a lot of clock burner here in the last 53 seconds. They can burn clock, they win. If they can't hang on to the ball and have a bunch of turnovers, why, things could get interesting. Hannibal has 1:04 and 2:30 timeouts left. I don't know what Knox County has left. I didn't ask. All right, Knox County, Schultz, set to inbound, throws into McMahon. McMahon been the star player by far of the game. McMahon takes it across the timeline to Parrish. Parrish has it poked away by King. And it'll go back to Knox County as the officials looked at each other and said, I didn't see it, I don't know. But they said it's going to go back to Knox County. 45.2 seconds left, fourth quarter. Schultz set to inbound, throws it to McMahon.
Double team.
McMahon double teamed in the backcourt, now off to Parrish, and Parrish is fouled by King. And Parrish will go to the charity stripe with 40 seconds left in the fourth quarter, up by 11. One and one for Parrish. Shot up and good. 49-37. Lead again at 12 for Knox County. Ties the largest lead of the game. Shot up and good. That puts the new leading mark up to 13. Hannibal with the ball with 36 seconds left. They throw it ahead to Zerbonia. Throws it in to Hicks. Shot no good. Rebounded by King. Shot no good. And he was pushed. He'll shoot a 1-1. foul is going to be on Dent. Is that his fourth?
Yes, it is.
His fourth team, eighth?
Ninth.
Oh. And 30.1 seconds left. Knox County's all but won this game. Shot up from King. Good. Knox County leads. Shot up from King. Good. The second time. Throw it into Parrish. Parrish back to Schultz. Schultz ahead to McMahon. McMahon fouled by Jorge, and this is getting a little ridiculous. Down by 11. McMahon misses the free throw, rebounded there by Zerbonia. Zerbonia to King, and King had it dance around his shoulders and go out of bounds. That's a turnover, and 21 seconds remain. Schultz up to inbound. He throws it into McMahon. McMahon still double-teamed, and they foul him. Oh, this is just getting embarrassing.
A little bit.
Two shots now for McMahon. A chance to increase his point total here in the fourth quarter. McMahon dribbles three times, spins the ball, heaves, and good. 51-39. Knox County leads. 1-2 dribbles this time, up and good the second time. 52-39. Hannibal going to go home unhappy this evening. King dribbles it up the court, pulls up, shoots, scores. 12 seconds left. Inside to McMahon. McMahon, get rid of it. Oh, and they foul him again. And he's just fouled out of the game. Colburn. I don't understand why they're still fouling. Go home with a little respect. And they send in Hicks to replace Colburn. Husted comes in for Schultz. McMahon with a chance to increase his point total again. Yes, he does. I bet he's over 20 points now. Dribbles a couple times. Goes up again. Good.
That's 14 in the fourth quarter.
54-41. Hannibal down. They give it to King. King finds Roy Summitt. His shot's no good. And the game ends 54-43. Knox County wins the first game here at the 78th Annual Brashear Tournament. We'll get set here. The next game on the docket is going to be a girls' game, Macon County versus Clark County Junior Varsity. Stay tuned, and we'll be back in about 10 minutes.